Every so often, a podcast emerges from the clutter that speaks to the heart and soul of America and the world. This ain't one of them. It's time for those ignorant intellectuals.
Miss J.
Either learn me or I'm a left.
D.A.
Plain devil's advocate.
Pretty smoke.
I'm the type of woman you'll never have me in a position where I'm ass out.
J.L. Dangerous.
They don't really want to smoke.
And the moderator, Big C the Chef. They are the Unprivileged as Fuck Podcast.
You niggas, crazy.
What's going on, everybody? Back again, Unprivileged AF. And, of course, everyone's here except DA. You know, he's always on CP time. And we have a guest world joining us tonight. Miss Andrea Blackley from Houston.
Hola.
Situated Conversations Podcast. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Thanks for joining us tonight.
I'm excited.
That's good. We all are. How's everybody's week been? Let's get it going. How's your week been?
Outstanding.
Productive.
I got my first chiropractic visit yesterday. I seen the first time, and I'm going to tell you, I was tighter than a 12-year-old virgin. And this man straightened me out. Now I'm back. I'm like Martin when that dude cracked his back. I'm dancing. I'm boogieing. I got the juice all through my body. I'm
booming.
So I feel great. Real talk. I'll be back there Tuesday.
I'll just come behind that. Yeah.
How do you come
erase that image? Right. So, yeah. So, anyway, I get to pick up my early birthday gift tomorrow. And so I gifted myself a new Glock 43.
That's
ooh.
What's up.
Wow. Yes. And it's in my little arsenal. They make us wait 72 hours here in Illinois. I ain't mad. Whatever. I got my concealed carry. My other guns, they too big to conceal. And I'm about to ride out to Chicago next week. And so I want to make sure I got my heat for the inside the vehicle and then my heat for when I get out. Because I need something a little more concealable, a little more agile, flexible. And so I got that G43 just in case, you know. I got to heat up some ass while I'm on the way. I almost wasn't going to be able to because I went to the range last week and I used like 100 rounds. And so I'm almost out of my 9mm rounds. So I had to buy some rounds there, but why I can only get hollow points and 25 rounds for $30. Like that's ridiculous to be that much, but I'm saving those. I'm going to save those when I go up to, you know, the crib to Chicago. So I'm riding with my heater and my hollow point. No, you never anticipate you. It's a peace weapon.
Oh,
it's a peace weapon.
Oh, it keeps the peace.
Right, it's a peace weapon. You never anticipate having to use the heat, but if you need the heat, it will be available for usage.
I heard that.
Yes,
that's kind of sexy. I like that. I like the way that sound. I'm gonna carry. What was it again? Because I don't know shit about a gun. What was it?
Oh, I got a Glock 43.
A Glock.
Yeah, it's a double.
I'm gonna go through 13 bars on that one.
Do that. Do that. Yeah, and it has the sights are white. It's nice. I'm so ready to get it.
Wow.
Tomorrow. I'll be posting about my new birthday present.
My people gotta post their guns on social media whenever
it's
they
not
get
about posting your gun. I don't generally post. It's not about posting. It's a gift from me to me. You like what you like. You post something. You posted your new ride.
Joe freak did.
Exactly. I don't post my rides. You see what I'm saying? I don't post my rides when I get them. But I can't post the
stuff me. I like on Facook. They don't have
me either, Jay. I can't post.
You will be in jail all the time.
They on the Walmart website.
No, not the little chickadees. They full grown.
Yeah. He don't need to post what he likes.
Thoughts Incorporated.
Thoughts Incorporated.
At least it's not Jay's Donkey Farm anymore.
It used to be, but now you never know. They out
That's
there carrying
a whole
that
conversation. Y'all are not.
They
ready.
Be dragging fake wagons now. So
Angela looks like she has questions. She like,
I know, Andrew, you don't know what you done got yourself into, girl.
I'm like, what?
I am an avid. Gonna
watch.
So, Andrea, go ahead and tell, you know, tell everybody who a little bit about who you are and what and what's your focus.
What's my focus?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we can get into that. Well, okay, so my name's Andrea Blackley. I am the owner of AB Originals, which is my clothing line. Okay. So this month actually makes 7 years that I've been working on that.
Hey,
I know, right? Like, yay. Still in the growing process of it, which is amazing. I just recently, it's funny. I just recently entered back into the industry of multi-level marketing, but not as the typical multi-level marketing, if that makes sense.
So you're not selling Amway.
I ain't selling nothing. Like, that's the thing. I've had a lot of success in that industry for over 13 years, but I despised it. I hated it. I got to the point where I was like, hell no. And then some things shifted and a conversation came to me that I needed, and it's changed everything around here. So that's why I told you, I was like, are we going to talk about financial literacy around this mug? But that's the thing, you know, something that I was ignoring for a long time. Wanted money, made a lot of money, but I lost a lot of money. So that was like, you know, a part of my journey and stuff like that. And then, you know, being a single mother and a business owner, and, you know, I just came through a situation. Chris knows about some of that entanglement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Came through one of them. Yep. So I'm seasoned over here.
Hey, nah, you got to tell us now. Chris can't be the only one that knows.
It's on my podcast. So my podcast is called Situated Conversations. Mm-hmm. So I had to do some exposure on that. I was like, ain't nobody going to tell my story. I'm going to tell my own damn
story. Let me go like that podcast.
Yeah, what episode is that? I got to get to
it's
that.
Called, I want to get straight to the meat.
To be goated. Yeah, the first
Are
one.
Are you on Apple Podcasts?
I'm on Spotify. Yeah, I'm on everything. Yep.
Okay, let me find you.
All right.
And
so go follow Situated Conversations.
Go do that.
Will do.
Go and do that. Check it out. Yeah. And I'm behind on my episodes now. I did two episodes with that episode. I mean, To Be Goated Part 1 and then To Be Goated Part 2. But it's been a lot of blessings that have come since I've spoken up that have taken my energy in a positive direction. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it all worked out. Like, I'm real big on self-love. You know, we talk about it, but I go a lot deeper with it. Not to say other people don't, but I thought it was going to be a whole fun journey when you talk about self-love. Like, oh, rainbows and unicorns and shit. And that ain't it. Like, you know, damn it, you go through hell and see if you're going to survive. And then it's like, oh, now I love myself because I won't go through that shit no more. So, that's what brings us here now. So Chris, I met Chris through Ann, doing Ann's podcast, Boston Blessed.
The Boston Blessed podcast, which is part of the Cunningham Group Productions. So go ahead.
That's right.
Shameless plug.
So that's where I met Mr. Cunningham. And I mean, shoot, it's been a lot that's transpired since we were last together. But
yeah
now I spend my days every day dealing with fashion and money and growing money. So I ain't mad at it.
That's what's up. Hey, we like seeing powerful business leaders on our show.
Absolutely, man.
Black women business leaders.
Yeah, keeping it real. Yeah,
that's right. So I guess my week has been pretty uneventful. They did tell us now at work that they're going to stop weekends for the next month. So I don't have to work weekends until September 26th. But to me, I think that only means one thing is coming.
What?
If we've been working weekends for the last 2-3 years or whatever, and now they cut weekends, that can only mean probably, and I'm just speculating, but that can possibly, because the auto industry is very, very iffy. That can only mean probably layoffs are coming.
I hope not when we having a car shortage. What the hell would that do?
That's why the price of the car is going up.
Yeah, used cars are going up. If you ride around looking at some of these new car lots, they empty because we don't have that chip.
Gotcha.
Can't They can't send these cars out without that chip in it. That chip regulates a lot of stuff in that car.
So why can't we just go American on that? What's the problem? Why can't we make this chip?
There's one company in the whole entire world that makes the chip, and it's over in China. And when COVID hit last year and the auto industries shut down, that company cannot stop production for anything because it's very costly and it takes too much time to get everything back up and going, because making those silicone microchips is a very, very tedious process. And
we caught with our pants down again, is what you're trying to say, huh?
Yeah, so when the car industries shut down and they weren't ordering the chips, they decided to, okay, well, we're not going to stop production because these car companies are not. So they shifted everything over, because these chips go on everything electronic, your cell phones, your Xbox. That's why you know PS5 is available.
Right, so my question is, why in the world wouldn't we, we have so much talent right here. Why do we have to depend on China to provide this to us?
Because it's cheaper to get them made over there.
Yeah, you can't pay these Americans. That's why they always outsource it.
IBM was saying they can make the chips, but it's cheaper to just have them made over. That had this one company over there in China makes it. And like I said, this one company makes chips for everybody in the whole world. One company.
That's crazy. And how did we get there?
Right.
How did we get? What a great opportunity for that company to continue their wealth while we over here suffering. You know, can't get a rental car over here in this bitch because that was a shortage. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just stupid. The way we do our business, it makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah. So, so that's pretty much been my day for today. As for the rest of the week, I've just been chilling, having fun, laughing at all these people falling on these milk crates.
Which is this? Come on, y'all. Why are we doing that?
You know how many? There's so many ways to die that we need to add another way to die.
Just be sensible. Like, why are you going? I mean, I get it, and I don't want to be the sourpuss where, you know, you're poor sport. You don't want to, you know, bitch, I'm not climbing no crates. I'm 100 years old. I'm not climbing no crates. I'm not doing that shit.
Right.
But I understand those people who think that that's cute. Why? Again, idiocracy in our country.
Americans are motherfucking sheep. I talk to my wife about all the time. Ain't no originality. They see something stupid, they do something stupid. It's one person that creates something dumb, and then all these other fools. Just be original. Do some original stupid shit. But don't follow. This is that monkey see. The shit mama used to say, monkey see, monkey do. That's what the fuck is going on. I'm tired of it.
Me too.
I ain't watching.
I don't watch
one. Somebody sent me one of some fat dude on walking on the first one. I said, yep, I ain't watching this shit. He broke every bone in his body. I ain't watching.
So is it, and they're anticipating one that's coming out? The Candyman challenge? What the hell? So you got a drop date on this dumb shit? You got days to
start. Well, the movie Candyman comes out this weekend.
Friday.
And you know, so I think it's just gonna be them trying to say Candyman in the mirror five times. You know,
how dumb is that?
I don't like scary
movies.
I'm scared.
You scared? Andrew, come on now.
When the preview come on, I turn the channel, turn it off. I don't want to know. I feel I'm with them. First Candyman,
Andrew, come on, girlfriend. You got to do better.
It's not real.
Nope. It's not real.
But what surprised me though was that Tony Todd was still in it, and he's reprising the role of Candyman. I thought he had died. Honestly,
the old black guy.
Yeah, Tony Todd.
It was the same dude.
Yeah, it's the same guy. Yeah.
Wow.
You've seen him in other stuff. He was in his most notable thing, because you know when you see it, he was in what was the movie with Nicolas Cage where they had to get the stuff off Alcatraz. What was the name of that movie?
Oh,
I don't know.
But yeah, he had that chemical or stuff, and he was like, you know how this shit works. He held that knife up. You know how this shit works. You know. So, but yeah, I'm waiting.
It's got to be something better for you to do with your time. It's got to be something.
Why y'all judging? Put away y'all gavel. Stop judging. Let the man watch his stuff. Ain't nobody pay attention to all that bullshit y'all probably be watching on the ID channel.
It's never bullshit on the ID channel.
The neighbor that hates me. Shit like that.
That's never bullshit.
I knew he was trouble, part six. What the fuck?
Thanks, Shirley. It's called The Rock. The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, thanks to everybody who's inside the chat tonight. Good to hear from you all. Hey. If you have any comments, go ahead, feel free. Ask questions if you want, you know. All right, so let's get into our segments. And I guess DA just messaged us. He's working charters right now, so he's bringing in refugees right now, so he won't be on tonight, which is a shame.
Damn.
So we don't get his BS tonight. But let's go, Janelle. What you got?
Okay, so here's my unpopular opinion. I've seen this run across social media a couple of times here just this week alone. And so it just made me, you know, think, because I kind of disagree with it. So I'm in a few married groups, don't ask me why. But these women are saying that you cannot, as a woman, bring their man or give their husbands any food that you make. Like, their husbands cannot accept food from women, period. Whether that woman's married, single, boyfriend, does not matter. And I'm like, insecure much? I just don't get it. I can see it. I don't know if they don't mean like sneaking and bring them, you know, like your work wife or your work husband. No, they're saying like literally don't give, like your hands can't, as a woman, can't touch a plate and give it to a man. Like if you're at a barbecue or something, if a man came over my house with his wife as a couple, I can't hand him a plate. Like she has to hand him a plate. Basically he can't even eat my food. I'm like, why the fuck y'all coming there? I'm confused, like how that whole thing works. And so different people asking questions like, what if it's at a church function or something like that? They're saying the only person that they can accept food from is from like the church mother or something, like an elder like that. But if it's a woman, like just a woman outside of the family, and it's not an elder, then they can't accept food from another woman. And I'm just perplexed by that. I think that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. Like, are you kidding me right now? That makes no damn sense. What is eating another woman's, you know, like I make cake, you know, I bake a cake and I give a dude a slice of cake. I don't want your motherfucking man. Like, let's be for real. Like, that doesn't mean that I want him. You scared? Like, he gonna like my food and then start chasing up behind me? I don't really know what. I'm confused by the reason. Like, they really they couldn't really explain. Like, this one woman was saying that when they were leaving church last Sunday, somebody gave them a plate handed her husband a plate on the way out of the church. And she said, as soon as they got out the parking lot, she threw it out the car window. And I'm like, who does that? It doesn't make sense. I don't know, have any of y'all heard of this before, with married women saying that a woman outside of them cannot cook or give their man a plate? Have y'all heard this?
I'm gonna get political and piss a couple people off.
Also, Chrissy, please chime in when Jay finishes. I want to know what you know about this. I knew nothing about this other than just, you know, this past week.
I'm gonna preface this by saying I really do love women and respect them, but I'm going to say some honest shit that y'all might not like. Get political, women are sort of like those Republicans, these Trump Republicans. They just throw shit in the air with no rhyme or reason to it. That's all the fuck they do. So they say, you give a man a plate, he going to want to blow your back out. And that's basically it. Anything another woman does for their man, they think they want to fuck. If you say he got nice shoes, they think you want to lick his balls. That's just all it is.
Oh my God.
That's all that women is. That's all it is.
He's So,
Chrissy, you support this? You believe in this?
No. I've heard it. I have girlfriends that are this way. Seriously,
what is their reason?
It's amazing. I was just having this conversation just yesterday. We were just talking about, you know, listen, because no other woman is supposed to don't feed my man, bitch. Feed your own man. What you feed my man for? You know, and I can't necessarily say that I'm 100% against that. What's the ulterior motive, bitch? What you bringing my man food for? Where your man at, nigga?
What's up to being ulterior motive?
I'm just saying that you work with John. You know John is married. You make a bomb ass sweet potato pie, but you want to bring John some pie to work. But John better not bring that motherfucking pie home and tell me that his coworker brought it. Why?
Why? Wait, what type of pie are you talking about? What type of pie are you talking about?
She's talking about the type of pie you eat.
He said sweet potato pie.
Exactly.
But my thing is, I'm not saying like, oh, specifically targeting John or whatever, but you know, like I work with guys and I work with women too. So like I have one coworker and I brought a couple beverages in. That, you know, last week and this week, and so she really liked them. I was like, okay. And so every morning I'll stick one in the freezer in my classroom, and then when she shows up, I'll bring her one because I know she likes. She's a one. I mean, I don't like
cool.
Women.
Jay,
if it was a guy, it would be a problem. That's what you're saying. That's
no, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen,
if you bring him a drink every day or every time you bring yourself a drink, why are you bringing him a drink every day?
Oh.
Because I'm nice.
Because John Neal, let me tell you, if a woman, if you want to pretend you're not my sister, if you was doing that, like say every day for 2 weeks, I'm saying okay. She want her backbone out at lunchtime.
I promise you that.
Listen, Jay, it's the principle behind it though. You bringing this man a drink every week, you're showing interest. Why are you showing interest to a man that you know has a woman? I mean, it's almost just a disrespect thing. It's not a jealousy thing because jealousy is inherent. That's number one. You can't make me feel some type of way if I'm secure with who I am. Right. But the point of the matter is, if you know that John is married and you know that John is in a relationship with someone, he don't necessarily have to be married. Why you gotta bring him pop every day, girl? I'd be like, girl, keep your damn pop.
Yeah.
That's an issue all day.
But here's the thing. So for me, I have colleagues that I work with, you know, if I feel like I do favors to them, I don't necessarily expect anything in return. It's just that I think it's a nice thing to do. And I know they'll consider me, you know, when they have something coming up. It's never, I don't ever put myself out like that. I'm a complete professional at work. I'm a complete professional. You know, of course I'm at home. I have to be, but I'm a complete professional at work. And so I've made chili. I brought in guys. I worked. Oh, I like them. I'm gonna make some next week. You know, and I make a batch, and they'll get some. They tell me how much they like it or something. So when I hear that, I'll make some more. I've made collard greens and brought in with smoked turkey necks. They like it, so I'm like, oh, I'm gonna bring in some more because I like to.
You're not targeting him though. You're bringing it in for a group. We're specifically talking about a woman or a man who does something for a woman or a man. Right. Specifically, it's a problem. I don't know, I think it all depends on how well you know your man or your woman too, right? Because a lot of this is just boundaries. You know what I'm saying? So if John is a hoe and I know John was a hoe and he trying to slow down and here Janelle is bringing him food every day, we know John don't have restraint.
Right.
So stop bringing my man motherfucking food to work because you gonna fuck around and get John choked out.
So it's not worth you eating the food and they telling you.
Listen, you can't complain about some shit you don't know about. You understand what I'm saying? Again, jealousy is inherent. So depending on how John approaches that situation, the only way Janelle is going to be jealous or the other woman is going to be jealous is if John is making it a point to be like, oh, Janelle, she's so fast, she cute, her hair pretty, and she brought me some collard greens. Because that's the only way I'm going to feel some type of way is if he going to boost you up. And you then
you're
gonna continue to bring him food and shit. I'm coming up to the school, nigga.
I don't think no dude gonna say all that to you know
exactly.
To his wife. Oh, he pretty and all
oh,
this.
They do. Oh, they do.
I hope they would not.
Their motives may not be
but that's not my issue, though.
Yours may be good, but his may not.
See, but that's not my fault.
That's the woman knowing her man. And that's why she had you wanted to know what the deal was. That's the deal. She know her man, and she knows that he's not disciplined enough to handle Janelle bringing him something every week. Well, he ain't disciplined enough to handle that shit.
Maybe I'm lost because if that's what y'all dealing with out here in these streets, ladies,
I want you to understand
that. You feel like your man is not disciplined and you got to discipline him, then you got bigger issues than me bringing him some motherfucking coke or something.
But you know what, again?
Because I don't want, if I bring that dude something, I don't want your man. I promise you. Because I don't believe. I don't know how these bitches out here getting dudes. I don't know how they get them. That ain't how I roll. That's just not how I roll. I don't want.
And just because you're nice doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't women who are nice with bad intentions. You know, I've seen it in the workplace. I've worked in corporate America for 25 years, and I mean, in the office full of women. And you'd be surprised how when one black dude come into the office, everybody now starts to go from wearing them raggedy old pants to sagging down to these tight ass booty jeans. And you know, because it just happens. That's what happens in corporate America.
All right, I guess.
Hold on. Andrea, are you familiar with this?
I mean, okay, so the thought that was coming to me is obviously a woman being insecure, but then it goes both ways. So it depends on the scenario, right? So, because if I'm with, okay, I'm single, like I've been single for a minute, but let's say my dude and we're at an event. No, I don't want no bitch bringing him no plate. I got that. Right, so that would be a problem if that happened, because obviously would be in. I don't know. I don't want to say obviously. It just depends on the scenario, but
What if it's just Miss Ethel bringing him a plate?
I don't care. I mean,
Miss Ethel don't pose no problem.
Secure. Hey, Miss Ethel, what does that really fucking mean? Like, what does it mean? I can bring my man a plate, but what does it mean if another woman brings goddamn plate? I'm securing myself.
The draws is next.
I feel like
if you're gonna bring him one, make sure you bring one for me too.
Make sure you bring two. That part, like, I'm not about to make something bigger than what it needed. Like,
now don't get me wrong, I understand what y'all saying when you put it in the context where Andrea just did, or Christy saying that we had an event and we all there, and a woman. Yeah, if a dude bring my woman a plate, that's, well, motherfucker, who? Unless you ain't related to her, motherfucker, I could get. What's wrong with me? I could give her, but if she's at work and a dude made some ribs and he gave us some ribs, that's different. But if we had a cookout, man, nah, hell no, no woman.
Jay, you know that's different, though. You know that's different. Yeah. You know, if a dude is doing something like that for a woman, they want to smash. Now, you know that's different. That's a different scenario.
Janelle, what did I tell you about the two types of dudes?
Exactly.
Thank you. So, every dude want to smash.
You didn't hear what he said, Christy, last week? Yes. Go ahead and tell them they don't know the two
types of dudes. Andrea, there's two types of dudes.
Okay.
One that's trying to smash, or one that just got done smashing. There's no other type of dude.
Right.
If he either's trying to smash or he got done smashing.
Hey, Christy, what are you talking about? Christy, what we've been talking about?
Me and Chris been talking about this for a couple of weeks. Actually, it's crazy. I don't subscribe to this.
Anything to do,
you know, I support you 100%, but I'm only not two. To that.
I think women be taking things so complex. The simple life of a man, he either trying to smash or he just been finished smash. So you take your pick. It ain't no other choice. That's real. Like, you could go to, if you go to a dude, I'm not saying for you, Andrew or Chris or Janelle, walk up to a dude, say, you want to hit this? If he say, I'm good, he just got finished smashed.
Okay, that's different.
That's
we already know they ain't turning down. Ain't too many men turning down coochie these days.
If they just got off of one.
I don't know.
The refractory period ain't what it used to be when you get older.
How she look now? If she ugly and you know or whatever.
Y'all probably gonna get here. Y'all
probably gonna get that too. Y'all like, I just want to make a bag over her face. Please, you know how many ugly women I seen walking around with babies. Stop playing with me. Somebody hit that.
Yeah, like that. Ooh, I saw that video. Man, that one girl with them bubble eyes.
And right. Somebody hit that.
She got three kids, and all of them got bubble eyes. I'm like, God.
How did we get here, y'all? Let's go back.
We were talking about. Right,
Thank you for that unpopular opinion. It's very unpopular. Yeah. So we.
You know, I'm with you on the unpopular opinion, though. I just so you know, I mean, I have heard it, and I can't defend it. I don't understand it. You know, I'm secure in mind. I don't particularly care if she bring a plate, but she better bring me one, or it might be some fries.
That part, I'll bring you some lemon cake too. That's my specialty.
Yeah, bring me some.
All right, Chrissy, what you got? You got.
Okay, so guys, you know, everybody know I have been ripping and running these streets for the last 2 months. Man, so I got cigars while I was away. We couldn't get to Cozumel because of the weather, but we went to Costa Maya and I picked up the Monte Cristo Habana. So I picked up several cigars, but the Monte Cristo Habana is a Cuban. It's a cheap Cuban, and I like it. It's cool. It's peppery cinnamon kind of leather. It has this is a 46 barrel. Six inch. You see that? Me and Janelle, we like to typically roll with them 8 inches, but this is a short one. It's pretty good though. It's a cheap Cuban, but it's pretty good. And it's not the feature cigar for the day. The feature for today is the Rocky Patel Titan.
That one.
The Rocky Patel Titan. So here you go, Janelle. This is right up your speed right here, girl. This is a Nicaraguan. It's a medium to full body flavor.
You don't have one?
It's natural. No, it's not the feature. The one I have was the Monte Cristo. This is the Rocky Patel 55. This is the cigar of the week. Okay. The barrel, 55 on the barrel. It's a double Corona, long, 8 inches. That's the length, Janelle. Robust. There you go. Kind of leathery, kind of peppery, light cedar. Has a lot of flavor, and it also has a hint of cocoa. This one is in the top, let me tell you what it is. It's a 91, it's number 91 in the top 100. So for it to be a very inexpensive, it's $20. It's about $18 per stick, but it's cool. This one, that's the feature of the day. That's the Rocky Patel 55 Titan.
Okay, can I ask a question about that double crown?
You said a double
Corona, right? So Corona means crown, right?
So
it has a double crown.
It has a double crown. That means it's thick at the top.
So that means you get on each
corner. It's thick at the top, girl.
Oh, okay. I like that. I'm just trying to clarify that I understood what Corona meant. And you said two Coronas.
Oh,
two Coronas are better than one.
Double head, you ever heard of that?
No.
Y'all got to be using these Spanish words, just the dirty words.
That's so funny.
Try to turn it dirty.
Oh, wait, you know how it goes.
55 on the barrel, though. It's a 55 on the barrel, so that's a thick one.
It's thick and it has two crowns.
And it's long, 8 inches.
Wow.
Christy, you know, you disappointed me. You disappointed me last week, but you know. You came through today.
Okay. I'm sorry. Y'all got one more trip. One more trip after this, and I'm done. I'm done traveling.
All right.
Wow. Well,
thank you. If you all like those, what's the names of them again, real quick?
It's the Monte Cristo Habana and the Rocky Patel 55 Titan.
I got a question, Chrissy.
And the Monte Cristo is short, but you know
it is. It's thick.
You can work with it.
It's short
it's not, and thick. I mean, we've all had a short and thick. It's not. It's skinny. It's short and thin.
It's not that big.
As long as it has God.
Yeah, I don't know about the short and thin. No, can't do short and thin.
If you can do it like that, Look, if you could do it like that, it's all good.
No, ma'am.
It'll get the job done, Jay.
I'll speak to the Rocky Patel. Go ahead, Jay. Whatever.
y'all so subliminally X-rated. It's like a Jackie Collins novel.
Andrea, you never knew cigars could be so sexy, did you?
You gonna start smoking cigars now, Janelle? I mean,
I haven't had one in a while.
Know that, did you, girl? Cigars.
I've never heard anyone speak of them in such a way.
You must watch more often.
I'll drink to that, Janelle. Andrew.
Yeah, she turned me and Chris off. We don't even want to put a cigar near our mouth.
Right. I'm done.
Y'all don't even want to smoke a cigar now.
No, y'all feel some type of way about it. I ain't got to worry about smoke now.
We just talked about security. Get your life together.
I just spent 10 minutes watching you talking about double crowns and leathery and shit.
Double crowns and 8-inch on a 55. It's a tight.
Oh, yeah. Hey, AB, you missed it when she was talking about the one that was creamy.
Oh, yeah. That
threw y'all off.
Oh, yeah.
I had to drink for that one.
Right, I'm going to drink to that.
Why did it turn you on? I mean, I don't know.
Listen, sometimes it just depends.
That's right. I don't know. Did it, you know? What happened?
Listen.
All right, thanks, Christy.
All right.
JL.
Sir, yes, sir.
You know what time it is.
Release the Kraken.
You know, I normally don't like to talk about our black queens out there, but this has been all over the media and sports worlds in my world. This is about Sha'Carri Richardson.
She,
I'm an avid track lover. I watch all kind of track, all meets, Dime League, whatsoever. And I remember leading up to this, Sha'Carri Richardson was a young woman that broke through in the college, running races and breaking the college record in the 100-meter sprint. And so she's been creating quite of a following. And this is what gets me pissed off. It deals with these young athletes where they talk a lot of shit. They talk so much shit and they try to Muhammad Ali shit and then end up backfiring. But her dumb ass, she made it to the Olympics. And then, of course, smoke weed. And then all the black people love the ignorant shit. The rules are rules. All right, fast forward. Elaine Thompson broke the Olympic record in the 100 meters. So they had the Prefontaine classic that I've been waiting on for the last couple weeks in Oregon. And it featured all the three Jamaican runners, as well as Dina Asher-Smith and Sha'Carri Richardson and a few others, excuse me for not naming them. And so it was going to be a battle to see who wins. And Sha'Carri Richardson, right prior to the race, if you have any of y'all seen that Nike commercial where she tapping them long 7-inch nails and talking all that shit, and she proving why she that girl and she'll meet him on the finish line. Well, they had the race and Elaine Thompson went out and broke and finished and got second fastest ever to Flojo. She ran a 10:54 in 100 meters and Sha'Carri Richardson finished ninth. She finished in last place, and she was talking smack about all through the Olympics as well as after that. And guess what? After she lost, she still was talking smack while the Jamaicans was laughing in her face. And that's what kills me about the young people. They let social media gas their head up thinking that they're better than they are and that they don't need to put in work. I believe she's good, but I know she's not on their level yet. She's a little younger, but she's talking like she's already arrived. And social media make these young, somewhat talented, but not yet arrived people think that they are the bee's knees. And watching that, I wasn't rooting for her to get dusted, but I wanted something to humble her ass so she can get back to the gym and bust it out. But she talked all that shit and she finished last. I don't know if any of y'all seen the race, but y'all have to watch it. And I love track and field because
I didn't see it, but I think that this generation subscribes to speaking these things as they, you know, as those that are not as though they are. And they are very big on that, this particular generation. And so I don't know if it's a gas, you know, that they're gassed up, or if they are really self-motivating. And I feel like whatever it takes to get you wherever you need to be. But I do 100% agree with you, Jay, that there needs to be some humbleness in there somewhere. They got to be humble down the line. You know, Muhammad Ali didn't become great just because he was a good boxer. He was one of those people that talked himself up. Even when he lost, he never stopped talking shit. So to me, you know, that was his way of it was self-motivation. So I don't want to be confused with the fact that, yes, they do need to stay humble. But at the same time, let them do what they need to do to get them wherever they need to be. Sure, she definitely needs to make sure she stays grounded. But let her talk her shit, because she is cold. She cold at what she do. And guess what? She do it better than almost anybody in the game. So she has some bragging rights.
Well, technically, what you're saying is correct. The only thing, the reason why we love people like Muhammad Ali and all the others that were doing it, the Floyd Mayweathers and
Roy Jones, Hoopers, yeah,
Roy, my favorite boxer, Roy Jones, right. Kobe, all them. They talk smack, but they have equity.
Yeah.
They have equity in they can back it up. You don't have, you've won nothing. All you are is a flash in the pan. You aren't there yet. Like, say, for instance, with Allyson Felix, Queen Allyson. Ain't she from St. Louis? No, she's from LA, my bad. Queen Allyson, she could lose a couple races. I'd be like, you know what? She good. She'll get the next one because she wins. But if you haven't established any type of equity, shut your mouth up. Say, I'm going to get out there and do the best I can. When you start down, like Usain Bolt wasn't talking a lot of shit. He just would do a lot of little flashes, and then he'll get out there and wear everybody out. That's what I like to see. I like people that shit talk, but I like people that back it up.
Right.
When you finish ninth, oh my God. It's like listening to Cardi B on the WAP song, and then when you get with it, see, fuck that. You said you was about to do that with that wet gushy.
Why you always gotta be so ignorant?
Why you got the dab? That's the dab. That ain't no wap. That's the dab. That shit dry.
That was not dry. He will make a connection.
Not with him. It's so bring it back to that. Listen,
it's visual. I get.
Let me take off your vagina and scrape the walls, the paint off the wall. Your sandpaper vagina having woman. You talking about WAP, and that's dab. That's dry.
Oh my God.
Don't talk smack. I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Chris, you're going to have to
His
edit
mother
that
is
out.
Not pleased. His mother is not pleased. Right,
she don't know what WAP is. I hope not.
It's worship and praise for her.
Thank you. Yep.
We working with that worship and praise.
All right. Well, thanks again, JL.
He never disappoints.
No, he never. But that's why we got his segment the way his segment is.
That's so funny.
All right. So we don't have a topic for tonight. So it's just open discussion. Everybody watching, if you want to leave something in the comments, you got something you want to say, get off your chest, feel free to post it. We'll address it. And so anybody got anything they want to address?
Yes.
I'm okay. Go ahead.
No, I just talk. Y'all go ahead.
No, go ahead. Seriously, you're more entertaining. Trust me.
This is about the first black male pregnancy that I appear it's about to happen for Busta Rhymes. Because I saw the video.
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, I saw the video and I instantly started looking at myself in the mirror much better.
You know what, Jay?
I said my gut is nice. This motherfucker got on an extra small Abercrombie and Fitch jacket and one of them tight ass black t-shirts. Did y'all see the video?
I didn't see it. I just saw y'all talking about it earlier.
Go when y'all get done with this, go watch the Busta Rhymes video. This dude go on a 2-minute rant about being an anti-masker and sounding straight like he's been cloned out of the Republican Tea Party Trump book. I was like, this don't even sound, it sounds like busting his voice, But he gets on talking about, fuck the mask. You can't do nothing with the mask. You can't kiss with the mask. You can't eat food with the mask. Fuck the mask. We out here. They taking away our he said civil liberties. How many fucking times you heard a black person say the word civil liberty? Civil liberty. I can't even pronounce it. It sound foreign to me. Well, that's because you teach that shit in class, T. I'm talking about regular common folk.
Y'all should be straight cracking me up.
But no, and they eating, they roasting his ass in the comments. And one of the comments said, don't take no medical advice from Buster because he once had a song called Break Your Neck.
Please watch it. That video that you're talking about, he was in St. Louis, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my. Places. And they was cheering.
Where you have the, who is it? Not the Secretary of State, whoever this fool is, suing the county executive because they have a mask mandate. And it went like, you're actually suing people because you don't want to wear a fucking mask, say like, but yet still Missouri's infection rate is high yet again, because people don't want to have them. So they have basically no mask mandate in the city of St. Louis because they actually took them to court to sue them so they don't have to wear masks. Just say,
please, wow. When y'all get a chance, go on Twitter and watch that. Hey, one more thing on the plastic cup boys, the comedian Spank said, people are so afraid of COVID, which is true. He said they don't give a damn about HIV no more. He said he was watching a porno and the dude was hitting the girl raw but had a mask on.
I love it. What porno was that? So I can check that out.
I don't know. It was a
OMG.
But yeah, watch the Buster video.
All right. Anybody else got anything? You got anything, Andrea? You want to address?
I mean,
Lizzo.
Go for it.
Oh, not Lizzo.
Y'all want to talk about Lizzo? Come on, let's talk about it. I swear, Jay, you go hard on Lizzo for real. You really do. Leave that chubby girl alone. She pretty in the face.
No, it's one thing to be chubby. No, I'm gonna say this. It's one thing to be chubby, but then when you gonna sit there and say that you gonna go the route Matthew McConaughey going and then decide you ain't going to wear deodorant. So now you want to be fat and funky. You were just on social media crying because people was talking about what was fat shaming you and everything when your video rumors came out. And I don't know why they always want to focus on my weight. But now you're going to sit there and tell you ain't finna wear deodorant either. So you want to be funky and fat? Come on now. You got to, I mean, You deserve all the shaming you're going to get because you're going to do some dumb crap like that. Come on now.
You go hard. I agree with you.
Look, when you're that size, hygiene is a must.
I agree with you that there's a she is contradicting herself, because if you're upset about what people post on social media, yet and still you come out talking about how proud you are of your body. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got all this liberation with your weight and you trying to get all the other big girls on board and you wearing thongs and you know, I don't know if you follow her Instagram. I followed her before she blew up. And she, I don't know if you ever see Instagram, she gives zero damns. And I ain't mad at her, but at the same time, if you're really that confident, then what people say shouldn't affect you. Like, I don't understand. I'm confused how that works. You know, I don't give a damn what people think about me, but I'm not crying about when somebody says something crazy about me. I don't care. So how are you so body confident? You inspiring all these really big girls to be out here wearing these things that I ain't gonna say they shouldn't be wearing, but where they showing a lot of their body, then what's the problem? Because she's being accused of turning fat girls into hoes or whatever she's saying. But if you get in her comments, people love seeing it. They're like, oh girl, yeah, I'm big like you and I do this too and blah blah blah. It's like she's giving them the confidence. So she is either she's confident or she's faking it. It's one or the other.
I don't think she's faking it. I really think that she is confident. But here's the most important thing that everybody...
How can you be confident if you're crying about people saying stuff about...
This is what everybody continues to miss. This is industry. And industry is all about how much attention you can get. we talk about clout chasing every single week on our show, y'all. This is what this is. This is continuing on with relevancy. She just wants to stay relevant. You know, when she did the video, they knew exactly what they was doing. You know how much money they spent on that video for rumors? You know, she understood that there was going to be some backlash. You know, she knew it. She said it. I follow her. She said it when they would call themselves keeping it a secret who she was collaborating with. At the end of the day, Lizzo is all this. I believe that she don't give no fucks about what nobody think about her, because she has been doing what she's doing right now since before she became famous. She was a hood rat, just like Cardi B. Cardi B was a hood rat before, and she has no qualms in being a sophisticated hood rat. I'm not mad at her. That's industry. They have to do what they have to do to stay relevant. That girl don't care nothing about what people say about her. That bitch look in the mirror and see all them damn dents in her booty. She know what she got.
Wow. Yeah.
I like Tiger Stripes, by the way.
See what I'm talking about?
I like to call it caramel lightning.
See what I'm talking about? Y'all ignorant.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. But you don't like hers. Yeah, both of y'all make it very clear that y'all stripe. Do not
she
like
she got Tiger Stripe. She got dinosaur streaks.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
I'm not saying nothing. To everybody that's listening, listen. JL.
We do not approve this message. He does not represent everyone on this panel.
Look, like Common said, that's my opinion. If I don't like it, I don't like it. That don't mean that I'm hating. I don't like Lizzo. I don't hate her. I just don't like her. I don't support her. She's not my taste. I don't like shrimp. I'm not hating no shrimp. I don't like the taste of shrimp.
I love your analogies. I love your comparison. I love
girl, he got
them
all day. I can call him and I can talk about how I just tripped on a stair. They'd be like, you know what? Remember when I was sick, you know, you want to kind of compare to when I thought I was going to get a B on this thing and I got A, so I felt like I tripped on it. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Right.
That's his job. That is his job.
Another too, Christian. I don't think you remember when he said like a couple weeks ago when you were in Mexico, he was like, how you going to live in Texas and go to Mexico? That's like going in your own backyard.
I be dropping bombs. You wasting your money.
So you be over there. You be over there pouring salt on me, huh? That's how you wasting your money.
We did last week.
So you over there. You over there talking shit about me while I'm gone, Jay?
I said to your face. I was being honest. Like for me, I live in Florida. I live in Florida. So there's four places I never need to go: Cuba, Puerto Rico, Haiti, and Jamaica. I don't need to go to none of them places. I got all of them behind me. I can hear the patois, the Spanish, that damn Haitian shit. I can hear all that shit. I ain't got to go and spend my money.
You got all this compound all around you, right?
You got to go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I do go to Puerto Rico. It's called Kissimmee. It's motherfucking Puerto Rico down in Kissimmee.
No, San Juan itself is beautiful. Like,
I think San Juan moved to Kissimmee. San Juan moved to Kissimmee.
It didn't. It's still in San Juan.
No, yeah, they got Puerto Ricans. I thought was goddamn on Vin Rames. And the mother, I said, what's up, Vin? He said, my friend, que paso? I said, what the fuck? You ain't black. You Puerto Rican. They so many of them.
He is black. They're still black.
But they don't consider themselves black.
They consider themselves Latino. Let's stop inviting everybody to the motherfucking barbecue. Too. Yeah, the ones that want to use the N-word. The one that want to use all the ignorant shit that black people use. They want to be black, but they really don't want to be black. Thank you, late great Paul Moon.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Pardon word. Got some?
I'm going to take the Rocky Patel. I'm going to buy a bunch of Rocky Patel. I'm going to unwrap them, and I'm going to roll around in them for about an hour. And then I'm gonna keep walking past my wife to see if that leathery shit rubs off. If it don't, Christy, I want a refund.
Oh my God. Listen, all I can tell you is what it is. It's a Titan, baby. It's 55 with a double crown. That's all I can tell you. 8 inches.
All right.
All I got for you is I got my concealed carry, run up and get done up. Those my party words.
Don't play with it.
You got Christy, you got anything?
y'all, just be safe. Wear your mask. I ain't got nothing.
You got something?
Don't be a fool like Buster.
Well, you laugh like this every day. That's my laugh. Right. Right. You laugh like this every day.
Every day.
Yes, ma'am. Especially
looking young.
Ma'am.
For real.
Yeah. I don't really have much. I just want to say, you know, everybody just live your life. Do you protect yourselves? And yeah, just have fun, man. Have fun. Life is too short. You know, they say life is short, but it's the longest thing we'll ever do. Okay.
That's true.
So, you know, just have fun. And on that, we're gonna say good night.
Andrea, it was dope having you on the show today, girl.
Good job for having me.
Yes, you gave me a lot of energy. Good job. Yeah. I appreciate it.
All my peeps, it don't y'all. Take I miss much. Y'all. I'm telling right. you.
Go and follow the Situated Conversations podcast. Check out your girl, AB.
I'm about to start listening. I want all the tea.
I'm still trying to find it.
Yeah.
I found it.
On Apple Pod.
Spotify.
Or something.
I found it on
Apple. It's on Apple too. It's on Apple, Google. It's on
I can't. I don't know. Okay. All right. We'll talk.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, again, thanks everybody for tuning in. If you have questions, comments, topics up, topic ideas, email us unprivilegedaf@yahoo.com. Follow us on social media at Instagram. Unprivileged AF, and follow us on YouTube. There are links, and again, if you're feeling generous, you can always cash app us at Unpriv AF on the Cash App. And with that, we want to say good night and be blessed. And
hey, I gotta make sure I'm not throwing up
a little
finger.
Right, and we'll see you all next week, y'all. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.